Our first usage, infinitives as part of auxiliary verb structures. When there are two verbs in a row, you should conjugate the first and leave the second verb in the infinitive form. So you might know how to say quiero, I want. If you want to do something like rent a car, you'll say quiero rentar un carro. This is just the I or the yo form of the verb, and there are five more conjugations for the first, second, and third persons. That is an issue for the verb conjugation lesson. However, this will help you form sentences that have a little bit more depth. In order to ask someone if they want to do something, the first verb form would have to be in the to or usted form for you, but any verb directly after it must remain in the infinitive form. ¿Quieres tomar algo? Do you want to have something to drink? Or ¿quiere ir conmigo usted? Do you want to go with me? Auxiliary verb structures are a great place to start when you are trying to take all that hard-earned vocabulary and put it into real sentences. Here are some familiar ones that may help you easily start forming sentences and get out of the fear bubble of speaking Spanish in real life. For the sake of practicality, I've just provided the yo and the usted forms of the verb. Notice that the first verb is conjugated and the second verb will be left in the infinitive form. Tener que plus infinitive. Tengo que, and then in the blank, I would put a verb in the infinitive form. So everybody is capable of looking up something on Google Translate or DeepL Translator, one of Babbel, any of them that you're using, but make sure that that verb in the second position is in the infinitive form. Tiene que. And finally, we have poder plus infinitive. You might already know the verb puedo, I can. And all you need to do with puedo is simply add an infinitive to it. So, yo puedo hablar un poquito de español. Yo puedo hablar un poco de español. I can speak a little bit of Spanish. Or puede usted, or puede usted hablar un poco de español. Puede hablar español. So here we just have a verb in the second position and then the rest of the information in the sentence, a small phrase tagged on the end. Querer plus infinitive is another very useful construction. Quiero plus an infinitive would just be used to express something that you want to do. And if I would like to ask someone formally, by usted, what they would like to do, I can say, ¿quiere ir conmigo? ¿Quiere ir conmigo? Would you like to come or go with me? Or ¿quiere tomar algo? Would you like to have something to drink? And finally, the ir a plus infinitive form. This is called the compound future. It is used very often, very frequently in Spanish. And you can express something that you're going to do or something that someone else would like to do. So I might say something like, voy a nadar en el mar. Voy a nadar en el mar hoy. Today I'm going to swim in the sea, or I'm going to swim in the sea today. If I'd like to ask someone what they will be doing, I could say, ¿qué va a hacer? ¿Qué va a hacer? What are you going to do? So the moral of the story is that you must conjugate the first verb and leave the second one in the infinitive form. You can add any other phrases on to the end of the sentence, and everything will work just right. Okay, good luck.